My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Twitch people are so cool sometimes. You see that person in there?
I do.
Courtney?
I do.
I like to sing along with songs. I don't know what to tell you.
Lindsay likes your quirks.
This person says, how does Lindsay see that and say, ooh, I want it? Like, I hate to break it to you. Unbelievable personality. Great sense of humor.
Right.
Very modest.
I mean, pretty basic. It's called attraction. Animal-like attraction.
There you go. Yep.
Right. How many dresses did you buy for the wedding?
Well, we're returning some of them, Curtis.
Oh, good.
Slightly worn.
That's an IOU.
Slightly worn.
As long as there's no stains on it, you'll be fine.
It
could be from anything.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Get your mind out of the gutter. It could be food. Well, it could be anything.
Monica Lewinsky.
Right. I never said Monica
you were, Lewinsky. That's what you were.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It depends on what the definition of is.
You notice how everybody always goes, I say something, but you instantly go where the place is, that you want to go with it.
He is the purveyor of low-hanging fruit.
No, and it seems like everybody else is right there with me.
This is Bob from Londonderry. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys, good morning, and ladies, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I was just calling in because after watching, it just reminded me of how dire straits New England is. I feel so bad for these fans who spend their money to go watch the product on the field this year.
You're talking about watching last night's game?
Oh, yeah, there's talent. Now, last night, I don't care if you like either of the teams. Boy, it's very, very – the talent level is second to none.
Yep.
I know they're the best in the league.
Yep.
But this is just – this year, that just solidified. This year, you better be prepared because I think it's going to be worse than anyone could even think, and it's going to be very boring, even when they win.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Wiggy said it earlier. He started the show, basically. You watch that game – or it was your lead, I guess.
Yeah.
You watch that game and you realize how far away your New England Patriots are from being that either of those teams last night.
But the caller makes a great point. Like, even tonight, right, the Green Bay Eagles game, there's just so much, you know, I don't want to use the word drama because it's not, but there's just so many interesting things about the game. We get to see what Jordan Love's look like. How good can Green Bay be? Yeah. Philadelphia. You start to just look.
Yeah, Philadelphia, basically a playoff team that went in and head coaching-wise, got rid of their entire coaching staff and redid everything. You're right. It's just so.
Nah.
It's like the outlook is just not great right now.
And who asked the question yesterday? I can't remember who asked it. Like, Are people going to be watching? Are they going to be interested?
Yes,
no.
I am.
No.
What do you mean?
Because there's nothing interesting about it.
Week one, people are going to be interested no matter. Yes, they are, Wiggy.
Look at the week one matchups, right? And like the interest level, we talked about last night's game. We talked about Green Bay, Philadelphia. When you look at the Steelers and Falcons, right? There's an interest level there. Oh, could the Falcons really be good? What's the Steelers quarterback situation going to look like? The Bills and Cardinals, same thing. You got Josh Allen. What's that going to look like? Can Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. with the Patriots?
There's none of that feeling. And Wiggy is so right. You know, I watched that game last night, and obviously Patrick Mahomes is one of two people on the planet that's the best at what he's done. But what we had here for two decades was a feeling like you were never out of a game. We all think about Super Bowl 51. We think about the comebacks against the Ravens in the playoffs, all that. But there were Browns regular season games, Saints regular season games, where they were down 10 points with 2 minutes left and they'd win. Now, if Joe Burrow takes the Bengals down the field, or Bongles, whatever the word is, on Sunday, and the Patriots go down 14-3 in the second quarter, does anybody think they're going to come back and win it?
No.
There will be interest at the beginning
of the game. There will not be interest at the end.
Like, I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway. Would there be that excitement if Drake May were starting?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? And that's why I said, I'm just looking at every game. Like, even the Bears-Titans, there's excitement to see, like, okay, what's Caleb Williams look like?
By the way, Bill Belichick, not a fan of Caleb Williams.
No,
but he was right, though. Like, they were gushing about how accurate he was, and then Bill's like, you mean when he was 10 for 20?
Right.
Savage.
Right. I'm sure the Bears regret not hiring Bill, Captain Optimism.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, you've teased it a few times this morning, so we have to hear from Aaron Rodgers. Ahead of this season, he's really ready. And as you have stated, he is a pretty big fan of Aaron Rodgers.
Petty and that, you know, I mean, I've always kind of played with something on my shoulder. You got to, you know, manufacture things from time to time. But, I mean, it kind of goes back to the prove it. Who would I need to prove to? Just myself at this point. So, but I have a lot of pride in my performance. So when I take the field, I expect greatness. And because I've done it before, and so that's the kind of standard I hold myself to.
God, what a raging narcissist.
At least that's...
So when I take the field, I expect greatness.
When I take the field, I expect greatness.
Right.
Do you know the people that most listen to criticism are the ones that tell you they don't hear it?
How can you say, like, the last time you won a Super Bowl was 2011.
Mm-hmm.
There are great, 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 great quarterbacks right now in the league. Mm-hmm. And, like, so you got to relax a bit. You're not the only one.
When I take the field, I expect a torn ACL because I'm 90.
Popped Achilles.
Do you think there's any part of Aaron Rodgers that views his career as an underachievement?
Yes. Yes.
That's a good question.
Thank you, Wiggs.
That is a good question.
When I take the field, I expect greatness.
Like, he might not.
I don't think he does.
He might not.
You think that he's like this career top
great
notch?
Career.
He's had how many MVPs? He's made how much money? Like, that's why I have so much respect for Mahomes. Nobody cares how many yards he threw for last night. Nobody's going to care how many touchdown passes he has this season. He wants to get 8 championships. That's the only thing that drives him. And as a fan, unless you're playing fantasy, the only thing you care about is your team winning. But with Aaron Rodgers, the goals have always been separate. It's been him first, then it happens to be good for the team, that's fine.
So when I take the field, I expect greatness.
What about we?
Right.
When we take the field, we expect greatness. That's the way you could have said that.
The play that defines his career, in my view, is when the Packers were down 8 late in the NFC Championship in 2020, and he could have run into the end zone, but instead chucked it at the feet of a receiver at the goal line. Then they kick a field goal, never see the ball again, and lose the game.
Isn't it weird, though, like, nationally, people came at Jason Tatum's neck when he talked at all about an MVP, and they were like, all he cares about is himself, all he cares about is himself.
Yeah.
The team all must hate each other. Nationally, for Aaron Rodgers, it's like,
yeah,
great, Great quarterback.
Right. All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, Greg, as we talked about earlier, it is going to be very difficult for the Kansas City Chiefs to three-peat, but a lot of people believe they can do it. One of the guys who believes they absolutely will not is former New England Patriot, our friend, Devin McCourty.
There's a reason there's never been a three-peat, because it's hard to bring everybody back. You look at the defense, L'Jarius Sneed is now gone. How are they going to be able to handle that? So you ask me, I was on the Patriots. Three times we went to the Super Bowl, no three-peat. This Kansas City Chiefs team, are they good? Yes. Three-peat? Absolutely not. You got to think about this. When the offseason hits, what does every team do? You don't try to build a good team. You build a team that can beat
one
team.
To beat the champion.
You look at the Ravens. They went and got Derrick Henry. Why? To play against this team and try to beat them. So I just think across the whole league, 31 teams, they're only thinking about beating you. That's why three-peat's so hard.
They're different, though, this squad here. The other
Tom
teams
Brady
do
wasn't
that locker.
Different.
He
Aikman
is.
Wasn't different.
But you guys are awesome. You know that ultimate respect.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that New England Patriots players would tend in that direction, those that were a part of the dynasty and were unable to three-peat. But, I mean,
with all due respect to Chris Sims, like, shut up, dude. Let Devin McCourty talk. You sucked as a player and you suck as an analyst.
I think they could do it, though.
Also, how did Collinsworth's kid get that job?
Who knows?
You know.
And it feels like Chris Sims was a bring your son to work day and Phil never brought him back. Like, he's just stuck.
All right, what else, Shine?
Let's pivot out of football here for a moment, Greg. Let's go to hockey. The Boston Bruins have started practicing. They've been meeting with the media. One guy who met with the media yesterday would be Elias Lindholm, brand new Boston Bruin.
Yes.
Our own Scott McLaughlin asked him how he's enjoying the city.
Okay.
There was also a follow-up about how he likes the traffic. Here was Elias's opinion on the city.
It's been good. I think obviously been here for a month now. I think you know, the weather has been nice. City's been really nice to explore and you know, kind of settle in our place. So so far so good. So we're excited.
What do you think of driving in the traffic?
Yeah, it's a little different from what I'm used to, but it'll take time to get used to. But I think you know, I think this week has been a little bit busier, but yeah, it's fine. I think it's not a huge fan, but I'll get through it.
Nope, you'll never get used to it.
Yep, been here 40 years.
Get on a blue bike.
Not a huge fan, but I'll get through it.
Make sure you get the gray one, though. Where's he from? Did he play in Ottawa? Is that where he
came
from?
I think the Seaport.
No, he played in Vancouver.
Vancouver, okay.
Is he living in the Seaport? I mean, all those guys live in the Seaport.
Right. Oh,
I thought they were the North End, the Bruins guys.
They've all come over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The younger ones.
Charlie McAvoy's right there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Everyone's in, Greg.
I think, like, Marshan is still in the north.
He probably knows.
I see Charlie Coyle. He and I both are old man walking at the same time very frequently.
But if you are on the seaport,
do you often get confused for him?
His gait is a little bit quicker than mine.
All right.
Do you say hi when you pass?
Yeah, he's got the dogs.
So it's nice.
Charlie, no issues there. I keep seeing Grizzlick in the elevator. It's very uncomfortable.
Still?
I don't say anything. I don't know what I'm
saying. No, what can you say?
He doesn't say anything either.
Just give him the head nod.
Used to be like a hi, how you doing? Right.
I have an idea. Rip the existence of pumpkin flavors right now. Be like, oh, isn't it awful? It's already Halloween signs.
All right. Is that they said it?
That is they said it today, Greg.
Okay. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
When are we doing the Survivor pool?
Well, we got to get everybody to buy in.
We have to give ours before we leave?
We could do it next in hopes that everybody would. I think Jones and Kiefer probably here, so they'd be in.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that Arcand and Hart would be in. Mm-hmm. Those guys would be in.
Well, we could play the jingle and maybe see.
We could. You mean the afternoon? In the afternoon.
Right. It's like the bat signal.
WEEI in the afternoon. I would assume those guys are in.
Oh, yeah.
I would guess they're. All right. So you want to make our picks next?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Coming up next, WEEI Survivor Pool.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.